there. Ronald, fantastic. You're back in the Lambert & Torrens Gunner Red Devil shirt. You've been a wandering man for a while, but it's great to come back, and it's great to nail the old enemy there in the McGregor Gourlay Moray Wee Ball Balls.
It was fantastic. It was you know, good being back here and playing some country footy. It's a lot more fun, I think, than playing in the city. So.
Yeah. And what are you up to now making a bit of a crust while you're here in the great metropolis that is Gunner?
So about 6 months ago, I started a job with Whitehaven and sort of working in their commercial team, looking after some of their smaller open pits, which is quite interesting.
And of course, you had a very exciting career in the Intro Super Shoot Shield. Of course, played with the Gordon Highlanders and had a bit of time at the Ringer Rats as well. Of course, Aaron Coleman, who we've talked to previously, has had looking forward to success at the Highlanders, but also had great success at the Rats. How do you reflect on your time in the Shoot Shield?
Oh, I really enjoyed it, and I think, you know, playing with Gordon, we sort of started off as a very strong team, and they did have a few tougher years, but it's good to see they're starting to rebuild, and I think the stuff that DC's doing there is only going to, you know, move them forward and upwards.
Yeah. And what do you reflect on also, as the years have gone on, the professionalism has just got better and better?
Oh, definitely, and I think it's probably only going to continue to get better over the next few years.
Yeah. Also, we interviewed you about 10 years ago when we had this small concept of New South Wales Country Gold playing in Sydney, and of course it seems that for whatever reason the Intro Super Shoot Shield sides have decided they don't want to play with rugby. It's a little bit disappointing they've become so slack and not kept that game after the first couple of years of it.
Oh, definitely, and I think it is something, because people forget just how good some of the country footballers are out here, and they're not getting a chance to play at that level, because, you know, people just think that's, you know, because it's not being played in the city, that it's not as good, but it definitely is. So you're good to see.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll see something where the Shoot Shield clubs and New South Wales rugby can get together. Maybe have a gap after the Shoot Shield Grand Final where we have, you know, New South Wales Country Origin play City Origin, then have the Cockatoos play a Sydney Rip team, and maybe Subbies play Country Seconds or something, because I think with the return of the NRC 2.0, i.e. the Australian Rugby Shield, there's opportunity for country players, and there's been a great disillusionment in the game that there's no pathway for the guys. Like back in the day, Francis Fanifo was able to play for the Cockatoos, win the Australian Rugby Shield, and within 12 months he was playing Super Rugby for the ACT Brumbies.
Oh, definitely, and I think people forget this is where the real heartland of rugby is out in these country towns, where you see people like today. You have a couple of thousand people turn up to a game, and you know, these are the people who actually are the diehard supporters. So.
Well, we look forward to seeing your work, of course, on Saturday afternoon here at Gunnedah Rugby Park as you take on the Belmont Hotel Scam Brumbies. That was Ronnie Hobden, who's come back to put something back in. The Lambert & Torrens Gunnedah Red Devils after a very nice career. And hopefully this interview will instigate the return of the City Country game with a bit of a push from the Shoot Shield clubs in New South Wales rugby.
No, definitely. I'd love to see that game get back up and running.